And we are live, Mr. Gracie, show 99. What's up?
99.
Yeah, baby.
Only a little bit better than 69.
Exactly. I believe somebody was at Woodstock 99. Do we know who that was?
Maybe.
Yeah, man. That was the crazy one, or that was the good one? Woodstock 94 was the good one. 99 was the crazy one, right?
Yeah, 99. Yes.
Now that we got that under control.
Yeah, 99 what is going was a shit show, and 94 was great.
Yeah. Oh, Chad, I didn't say this to you before the show, but I think I want to come up with a segment for you called The Gracious Truth, where you fucking come in and, you know.
Hey, all right.
You like this, right? Like, put out some fucking, some of the truth that people are calling lies and all that jazz. The Gracious Truth segment, where we just go and debunk all their bullshit.
We do that all day.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. What's going on, man?
Hey, you know, we I woke up after the No Kings protest on Sunday, and goddammit, they did a good job because we still have no king.
Yeah.
So good job, libs. Good job, lefties.
Way to go, people.
Way to go, lefties. You guys protested and we have no king. Awesome. Did a great job.
Not for nothing, though. Can we figure out a way to get him a third term? Because I'm about to fucking go for the Trump presidency whatever king.
Oh, they'd really lose their shit then.
Yeah, man.
Hey, play that. Play that video I sent you. It's apropos to what we're talking about. Matt Walsh.
First one or second one?
The first one I sent you, Matt Walsh.
Yes, sir. Let's do it, do it, do it. This one.
Yes.
What matters, according to Booker and the women wearing the costumes, is that Trump wants everyone to kneel. Now, one of the reasons why it's so easy to see through this messaging, aside from the fact that it's transparently phony, is that, everybody listening right now, I think we can assume, was alive 5 years ago. And because we were alive 5 years ago, it's very striking that the No Kings crew has only now discovered their aversion to authoritarian rule. I mean, these were the same people applauding and cheering when we were locked in our homes and forced to wear muzzles on our faces and inject experimental drugs into our bodies. And when I say the same people, I mean the same exact people. One of the leaders of these No Kings rallies over the weekend was Randy Weingarten. And you're seeing her on the screen right now.
This is great.
We're going to do the mercy of sparing you the audio of that.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
but she's the head of the teachers union who made sure that children couldn't attend school during the COVID lockdowns. Was a big, big fan of the COVID lockdowns. A big advocate for it. Demanded that they continue even longer than they did. And now with a straight face, she's telling you that she's terribly afraid of an authoritarian holding power.
It's insane.
I mean, the irony is overwhelming. If you were to...
What the?
It's I mean, it is insanity. It's like they are tone deaf to their own things that they do.
Yeah.
Or they know what they're doing, but they're always, you know, just the classic gaslighting move is to tell you you're crazy and that you're doing what we're doing.
Right.
You know. Suggesting that you're doing what they're actually doing is, yeah, you know, it's wild. It's like, okay, yeah, no kings. We don't have a king.
Right.
And then they interview people that are at the rallies and they're like, I'm just here because, you know, sounds cool.
Getting paid. Yeah.
Or they're all organized and paid for. But also they can't name, you know, one thing that Trump's actually doing that is authoritarian, except for saying he's deporting people. It's like, yeah, he's deporting illegals.
Right.
That's what he's doing.
But what I don't get, good sir, is like, when do they figure out like their shit isn't working? We need to like take a fucking different play out of the playbook and maybe start fresh. Maybe start like coming up with some plans to like how to get the country in working order or something, not just like saying what Trump's doing is bad and blah, 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 blah. That.
All they care about is resistance. It's like, you're not resisting. You're just being idiots. What are you resisting? You're resisting deportations of I've said this before. Obama deported millions of people. Clinton deported millions of people. They actually interviewed a guy. Oh no, they're play the other video. It's obviously AI, but it's indicative of the left. Like it's you know, it's funny, but it's exactly the left.
It's funny. Let's go here.
This is what I see when I watch the news in 2025.
Breaking news, George Soros is funding the new Ice Fest.
Okay, that's exciting.
So, we go live to the propaganda.
Sir, what exactly are you protesting here today?
I don't even know why we're yelling, but I think chaos is good.
What's wrong?
I watched the news. It said people are being taken from their homes.
Do you know anyone personally affected?
No, but my friend's uncle's distant cousin's friend. We're here to get impressionable youth to come cause chaos.
Why are you out here today? They're taking people from their homes.
Where'd you see that?
The news. Go watch the news. We are the resistance. The news said so. Grab a rock.
Good thing there's pallets of bricks and a conveniently placed pile just dropped off for protesters.
Wow. Here's the thing about people being illegal. Illegal should be.
Wait, hold on. This is AI?
Yes.
Wow. If you didn't tell
me
that. You
haven't seen some of these before? Yeah.
Not looking like this good, man.
I've seen a whole bunch of these now. Not all necessarily on this tack, but like it's just you can't tell the difference barely.
Wow. Cause I mean normally you see like a fucking ninth finger or fucking like some shit like all this looks pretty legit, except for the content. All right, let me keep going. Wow. This is scary.
Be legal. We don't need laws. What's good, foo? You wanna catch a fade? I'll mess you up right now.
How fun. Reminds me of the Floyd Fest.
Perfect distraction while the so-called Semites cause unrest in the Middle East.
Right. More propaganda.
Exactly.
Wow. Wow.
That's the news, folks.
How good is that getting, though, man?
Yeah, well, it's getting scary, and pretty soon you won't be able to tell at all. And that's
Yo, Chad.
Yes.
I think I discovered where the mind virus started, bro.
Okay.
When they fucking came and took Christopher Columbus Day away from fucking Christopher Columbus Day, when they I think that's when it started, when they made him out to be this fucking horrible fucking warmonger. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't, but let's stick to the original narrative, fucking pilgrims and all that.
Oh, jazz. Yeah. They were doing that here in California, like back in the 2000. Like, I don't know, 6 or 7, I remember they would have a Columbus Day parade in San Juan Capistrano, and they started calling it Indigenous Peoples Day. And that was, it's like, okay. And that's the other thing the left is like, oh, you know, we're on stolen land. It's like, who's it stolen from? Like, okay. Who's it stolen from? Because, you know, all the American Indians, the Native Americans fought each other over the land. So whose was it first? And
tribal.
Who gets it?
Right.
You know, it's called war and conquering.
Yeah.
And you know, now you have this whole Mexican uprising here in California saying, oh, this is Mexican land, blah, blah, blah. No. The United States bought for $15 million California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah from Mexico. Okay. Purchased.
Was that?
That's land.
Yeah, exactly. And stupid of them for fucking selling it like that.
Mexico only had it for 2 years because the Spanish controlled it. The Mexico got independence from Spain. They had that territory for about 2 years or so. And then we purchased it from them.
But I want to get back to one thing, Chad. So like you said, like lands are fucking conquered. People come in, they take over, blah, 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 blah. This might be the first time where that happened. And then we actually gave the people that were here reservations and land and kind of gave them some form of land. Not the entire United States of America. But yeah, we gave them parts of it that they could have complete control over and stuff. So that seems like a nicer way to do things rather than like they did in barbaric days.
Oh, I agree. I mean, that was never done before.
I don't want to talk shit about Native Americans and all that stuff, but you guys had the land for a very long time, and then we had it for about 500 years, and we did this. So you just got to kind of give us some leeway here with what we've done with the land you had for such a long time. We built a beautiful, beautiful nation and society, so I think it's a good thing, not a bad thing.
Well, exactly. And then, you know, and back to the authoritarianism, it's like these people at the No Kings protest were fine with their selected candidate for president.
Yeah.
Wasn't voted on by anybody to be the candidate for president.
Good
but
point.
They're fine with that. It's like, you, It's so insane.
The irony.
The irony is just ridiculous. It's like, oh, no kings. Trump's an authoritarian. He wants everyone to kneel to him. Oh, but you selected your candidate for president and you just went along with it.
I guess because she would have been the queen, not the king. Or maybe she's a man in their standards, how they decide women, men, all that jazz.
Well, the point is, they do authoritarian things and then tell us that we're authoritarian.
Yeah.
They do the real shit.
That's been their number one playbook, play out of the playbook for the longest time, is to do something and say another and say that they did it differently and just completely lie. When we watch what you're doing, we see how you're doing it, and people just hop on board and are okay with that.
Yep.
It's fucking absurd, man.
Well, just like that guy said, we are the resistance. The TV told me. Yeah. Here's a clue. If the TV is telling you that you're a resistance, then you're not the resistance. You are in fact part of the machine.
Exactly. I think Bruce Springsteen's part of the fucking machine, man.
Oh, absolutely. All these captured musicians, all these people that are leftist musicians, they're all part of the machine. It used to be punk rock was like, you know, it's like Green Day, for instance, like they're punk rock. It's like, no, you're not punk rock. You are literally part of the machine. Someone just asked me about, what do you think about Tom Morello? I don't think he rages against any machine. He is the machine now.
Yeah. I wonder what Zach De La Roche's point of view on all this is, and how the fuck did they get so warped by it, man? Like, aren't they for small government and stuff like that, and not like having the Fed have so much fucking control over everything? That's why I don't get the fact that you're giving the states the choice to make whether they want abortion illegal or not. Like, that's a bad thing. I don't think it is. It should be left up to the states and all that. It shouldn't be federally mandated. I'm completely for abortion and all that stuff. If somebody doesn't want to raise a kid and there's no clear path to get that kid to an adoptive family or stuff like that, I think it's a smart idea to not have that kid just in the system fucking going around and fucking running through the world like that. That's a horrible life in my point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And how many children are lost in the system, dude?
Well, they just there's millions lost in the system.
Yeah,
and they just there was just a big bust in Texas. They rescued 109 missing children.
Get the fuck out of here!
And they arrested 234 traffickers.
Wow!
But did you hear about that on the news?
No.
And it's this. You know, the left is also, we're about the kids. We're about the kids. No, they're only about elite. They only make a big stink when ICE has to separate kids from their parents in the situation where they come across the border illegally. But that happens every day when an American citizen is, you're driving drunk and your kid's in the car. Guess what's going to happen? You're going to be separated from your child, period. But my point is, the left only cares about it when it's illegals, when it applies to illegals. They don't give a shit about the thousands, hundreds of thousands of missing kids. There was 360,000 kids over the Biden administration years that were missing from the border. They came across the border. They were given to people that were not vetted. They don't know if they were related to them or not. They're just out there somewhere with these people. Who fucking knows what's going on with them? Do you hear anybody on the left talking about that? No. That's inconvenient. And it's sad.
It's absurd, dude, that's we spoke about it last week, that's not a bigger narrative. That's a lot of fucking kids to just kind of be not headline news and not everywhere in everybody's face.
Well, the left doesn't care about it. Neither does the news. Doesn't serve their freaking agenda.
Exactly. I got a couple random videos, Chad, that I'm going to play that I sent. We'll see where they're at, because I sent them to myself to play on the show and I kind of forgot what they're at. So I just want to see what we got here.
Okay.
That's not a video.
Oh, hello.
This one.
Actually, try to press up on Trump, but you can never get to him.
Yeah.
Because he had ex-FBI agents all around him?
All the time. And I tried a couple of times to press him and make arrangements where I could work with him and earn with him. I did that with other big contractors. I had the power of the unions. I could do all kinds of little things, but I couldn't get to him. He wouldn't bite. He just wouldn't bite. He didn't want to do anything like that. And there was layers of people in the middle. One of my guys said, we'll go up to the office. I said, we'll go up to the office. Everybody around him is an ex-FBI agent. We'll go up to the office, we'll get cuffed, and we'll go right to prison. So forget about Trump. He's a legitimate guy. He don't want to do it. Forget about Trump.
Yeah. Actually, try to.
Sammy the Bull Gravano saying that, my man.
Hell yeah. It's like, so Ben Lentz is saying something here. I think it's funny. He was there and won't do a show there for free. There where? What are we talking about, Ben? Is there some piece of news on Tom Morello I'm missing? Do explain.
What are we talking about there? Is that in the chat?
Yeah, it's in the chat. Sorry. Yes, I'm reading the chat.
First,
Ben said, what do you think about Tom Morello? And then he said, I think it's funny. He was there. I won't do a show there for free. And now he's doing a solo show in Canada. Yeah, I don't know what he's referencing.
I'm going to say sprechen Sie Deutsch. And you know what that means, Chad? That's, do you speak Dutch and German? I learned that somewhere along the line. I'm going to play that Charlie Sheen interview, parts of it, because I just love that. But I want to play some more of these other videos that I have just to kind of see what the fuck I was sending.
He's doing a charity concert, okay?
Toothpaste is the most poisonous thing you can put in your mouth. A good doctor will tell you the most dangerous aisle in the supermarket is the toothpaste aisle. Yeah.
Fluoride.
You want to kill your brains? Fluoride. Boy, they used to give kids fluoride tablets to strengthen their teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Better their teeth rot out than take fluoride, because that kills your brain. Toothpaste is the most.
Dude, you believe all that?
That fluoride's horrible for you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I haven't done fluoride treatments for years and years. I don't use fluoride toothpaste, nothing.
Cause if that's the truth, man, that's fucking crazy. Cause it's in our water. It's in fucking.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, I mean, why else? They know it's toxic. Why else would they put it in our water? They trying to dumb down population?
Yeah, exactly. And why would you be selling toothpaste as like fluoride free if it's a good thing for you? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why would there be some toothpaste advertised with fluoride free? So there's got to be like known facts that this is bad for you.
It's a known neurotoxin. Absolutely.
And are they only putting it in our water, or are they doing it in like, you know, Mexico's water, Canada's water?
In the U.S., they put it in water. Some places are removing it now.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time I'm sitting there fucking rubbing fluoride on my face, fucking bathing in it.
You should take the fluoride tablets. I get the fluoride treatments at the dentist. But, you know, it goes back to like, you know, when everything became fat free, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's fat free. Well, guess what they did? They just put a whole bunch of fucking sugar into it.
Yeah. Right?
So you're not eating any fat, which is not really bad for you anyway. Right, it's just a ploy by some organization to sell something to you and make a lot of money. And I guess there was must have been a fluoride friggin' lobby.
Well, my whole brain is getting warped, right? Because like I'm hearing like cholesterol like shouldn't be like that big of a fucking issue. No. Like if you have high cholesterol, fat is good for you and stuff like that. They've been lying to us for so fucking long, man. Like, what is the end game with them? Like, why not just nuke us all? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't want us here.
Well, they want to make money off of us. That's the whole purpose of it, is to make money. I mean, you know, it used to be cigarettes were good for you. They'd have doctors recommend cigarettes to you and endorse cigarettes for years and years. And that became obviously blatantly fucking untrue. And then they moved on to our food. Guess who owns most of our food companies? The tobacco companies.
Get the fuck out of here.
Philip Morris owns a shit ton of food companies.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. That is fact. That's not a right-wing conspiracy. Sorry, people.
So when they no longer need us to make money for them because they have these AI robots doing everything that humans can do, then is that when they nuke us? Or is that when they just like fucking, it's no longer fluoride in the water. It's just fluoride water.
It just pushed a vaccine on us that, you know, is making people infertile, causing miscarriages, myocarditis, turbo cancers, blood clots, strokes, and they made everybody take that, except for the smart people that didn't take it. But we're the conspiracy theorists. Okay. Yeah. You know, I mean, you've literally had Bill Gates give a speech and say, what's his exact quote? Through vaccines, we will help depopulate the planet. Not with vaccines, we'll help save the population. Through vaccines, we will help depopulate the planet. That's, he did that in a TED talk, for God's sakes. And then you tell people that, and they're like, he didn't say that. It's like, yeah, I can go find the fucking video.
Right.
He said Bobby, it. Pull it came up. Out of his mouth. Yeah, exactly.
Dude,
yeah, it's just, I mean, you understand what's going on in the world, but you're a conspiracy theorist. I had some guy on Facebook tell me, oh, you just spout whatever they tell you to spout. I'm like, what are you talking about, dude? No, I don't. You spout whatever they tell you to spout because you watch MSN and they've been demonstrably wrong on so many fucking things.
Yeah.
But you continue to tell me I'm crazy. Okay. Got it.
I mean, how, like, if people just like to easily be led, like, why not be easily led to the fucking real good information, like, not the fucking bad info, and, like, go after people like you fucking trying to put out some righteous truths? It's fucking crazy. Ignorance is bliss. I guess that's a fucking thing. People like to have their head buried in the sand and live in fairy tale world and pretend that fucking this shit is not going on. It's fucking wild, man.
I think we have a dissenter in here. We got put up this, Christopher James comment here.
Tom Morello is the fucking modern day Jimi Hendrix. In what world, man?
Stop blaming him. I mean, he's a very talented guitar player. Absolutely. His musicianship is amazing. For sure. There is no doubt about that.
Yes.
But he is a complete lefty.
Yes. We also have to, like, Jimi Hendrix was a lead guitarist, front man, wrote songs, like, lyrics, everything all in one. That's the totally different thing than Tom Morello. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Tom Morello can play guitar very well, but he's not Jimi Hendrix. Come on.
Yes.
He doesn't sing, write lyrics, write melodies, and play guitar like a fucking banshee.
Correct.
Sorry. Very talented. Absolutely. I'll give him that all day.
Yeah. But there's a big difference. I love Rage Against the Machine's music. Hey, I saw Tom Morello's fucking, like, young kid or something is pretty talented. Like, put out a fucking pretty banging ass song, which is kind of cool.
Oh yeah.
And then I saw who is it? Taylor Hawkins' son, dude, playing drums for fucking Foo Fighters.
I don't know. That's been speculation. I don't know if he's actually doing that.
Oh, I thought I saw a video
announced.
No. I thought I saw a video of him like doing it. I could be wrong. Maybe it was AI. Well,
he played with them for the Taylor Hawkins tribute.
London, that's what I'm talking about.
New York, one of those. No, he did that. Yeah.
That's
the speculation since Josh Freese was let go that Taylor Hawkins is coming in, but who knows? Because he's 18 now, or not Taylor Hawkins, Shane Hawkins, because he's 18 now.
That's his name, Shane Hawkins, man. What a fucking cool name.
Yeah, yeah. Shane Hawkins, and he's 18, and he can play drums like his dad. It's amazing.
He's going to be getting vagina out the yin-yang, if you know what I mean.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Hey, Shane, stay single, bud. Stay single.
Yes, single and ready to mingle. The words of advice from the gracious, too, baby. I just got to go to this because it's hysterical. The Charlie Sheen interview. I know this is old, but I just want to like play it for the audience so they can.
I love it.
Yeah, man. Come on now. Winning. Let's go here.
He really wanted to prove to you.
I'm just going to play a little intro so everybody can hear what's going on here.
And he claims no drugs right now, but we did talk a lot about
no drugs, Chad. Remember, this is what he claimed.
Charlie Sheen has never been more candid about it and makes no excuses for it.
I'm pretty sure he's uncontrollably sweating in this.
What really happened that night last month when he was rushed to the hospital after a drug-filled night with porn stars?
Your anger and your hate, I think, is coming off as erratic to people.
Passion. My passion.
Coming off as erratic
right.
to people.
Right. Well, did you borrow my brain for 5 seconds and just be like, dude, can't handle it. Unplug this bastard. Yeah, because it fires in a way that is, I don't know, maybe not from this particular.
He's not high. He's not high at all. Realm.
Not at all.
I think some of those things that you're putting out there are making people think something's wrong with you.
That's That's up to, that has nothing to do with me, really. I mean, they're entitled to, I suppose, interpret stuff as they must.
Some
are, a doctor of.
What some are,
you
are saying
of?
That you're bipolar.
Wow, what does that mean?
I guess that, you know, you're on two ends of the spectrum.
Wow. And then what? What's the cure? Medicine? Make me like them?
Yeah.
Not going to happen. I'm by winning. I win here and I win there. Now
by winning.
If I'm bipolar, aren't there moments where a guy like crashes in the corner like, oh my God, it's all my mom's fault. Shut up. Shut up. Stop. Move forward.
Have you had any celebrities reach out to you to try and help you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like radical people like Sean Penn and Mel Gibson and Colin Farrell and just radical people. And they're not telling me what to do.
Who gave you the best piece of advice?
Oh, they didn't give me any advice. And within that, there's great advice. It was just love.
No advice is great advice.
Just to see, it's oftentimes as unknown, but occasionally, you know, a giant marquee name comes through on your caller ID and it's like, winning.
When was the last time you used?
I use a blender, I use a vacuum cleaner.
Oh my God.
household items. When was the last time I ingested or took drugs?
Yes, when was the last time you took drugs?
Such an AA stupid expression or term. I don't remember.
Okay, it was probably about 30 seconds ago.
2 weeks ago, 2 days ago.
6 weeks, I don't know. It was a couple days before the suits rolled in and said, change it, change everything, we're shutting you down.
Tell me about the last time you took drugs.
The last time I took drugs, I probably took more than anybody could survive.
Listen to this.
You know?
What are we talking about? How much?
I don't know, man. I was banging 7 gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go.
How do you survive that?
Jesus Christ.
Because I'm me.
Wow. The 7 gram rocks.
Because I'm me.
God bless this guy.
I don't even know what that means, 7 gram rocks, but it sounds like a lot.
Okay, so just for somebody who knows a little bit about something, a gram like could be split between a couple people to have a good night, you know?
Oh, my God. That's fucking nuts.
7 gram rocks in a... This guy is out of his gourd. By winning.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, he mentioned Sean Penn in there. Did you see the interview between Bill Maher and Sean Penn?
No.
Bill Maher is going off on him, like, you don't know anything about Trump. You refuse to go visit him, but you have this stance about him, but you won't go visit him. He's like, I went and visited him. I don't necessarily agree with everything he says, but like at least I went and visited him, had the conversation. Sean Penn's like, I just don't want to go because he'll probably lie and blah blah blah. Bill Maher's like, what are you talking about? Like,
right? You don't want to go because
you don't want to go because you don't want to know.
Exactly. You don't want to be proven wrong that this guy's got our best interest in mind.
Yeah.
And, you just want to keep leading people down this stupid path that you're leading them on of fucking lies.
And Bill Maher said, like, oh, you went and met with Hugo Chavez and you went met with El Chapo. And he's like, well, I learned some valuable things from them. It's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So you'll go meet with dictator and a drug lord, but not the president of the United States. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Well, and he's the problem? He's the problem.
Go for Bill Maher, man.
Yeah, Bill, I mean, listen.
There's a course corrector, Chad. There's somebody who saw the error.
Well,
and
he's still a liberal. He is a classic liberal.
Right.
He's never changed. He's a classic liberal. And
right.
He's just against all the woke bullshit.
And he might be starting to realize that a lot of his ideals might be actually aligned with our liberal-minded president.
Yeah.
Because he was a fucking liberal for how many fucking years?
Mm-hmm.
Supporting
the Republican Party at this point, like the new guys, not the rhinos, but like the MAGA people, they're more liberal than Republicans ever were.
Yeah.
They're more liberal now than freaking liberals.
Exactly.
Because liberals are now these leftist crazy people that have taken over by woke ideology.
Right.
Woke mind virus. And it's just funny to watch, man.
Yeah, they went so left that like they're fucking, the middle is not being seen, and fucking Trump is still the fucking same guy that he's been since the 1980s, building his business and all that shit. But the party has changed. The Democrats have changed their fucking party. But the guy running the country still has the same beliefs that he fucking kind of has had his entire life.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's wild, man.
This is why we need term limits in Congress.
Yeah, but like it's just crazy when you see these huge figures, President Trump, Tulsi Gabbard, RFK Jr., like from that side of the party.
Oh, Elon Musk, Joe Rogan. They were all liberals. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all Democrats. Yeah.
So does it show you
for a reason?
Yeah, man.
Your party is corrupted.
Corrupted
and has it's like lacking in morals to a high degree at this point.
It's almost like the one party system that they want is going to be fucking the opposite party of the one party system they want because people are hopping over to the Republican side.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like they want it all.
You know, what woke liberals are fighting for is literal authoritarianism where, you know, they think that they're told that they're fighting against it, but they're actually ushering it in. Right. And as I've said before, when if that ever happens, all those people that were like, oh yeah, Trump's bad and I love this and this and this and we're for the Democrat Party and the leftists, they'll all be under the same jackboot of everybody else.
I like that
word, jackboot. Prisoners. They'll all be prisoners. They'll all be friggin' held, you know, there'll be no freedoms. There's nothing. And they'll be going, wait a minute, I was on your side, but what always happens with authoritarianism, with communism, the elites get into power, they get all the money, they get all the power, and all the peasants suffer. That's how it goes every time.
Dude, but
socialism's never been done properly. Oh, okay. Got it.
Not to switch gears here, but you know how we've been talking about fucking Joe Biden being you know, they have different actors being Joe Biden and all that shit?
Mm-hmm.
They showed this video, dude, of Joe Biden walking, and then they showed a video of Tesla's robot walking, and it's fucking identical, dude. The fucking like janky walking, man.
Oh and boy!
If you think about it, man, like that would be a way to really do it. If it was a fucking full robotic fucking thing, and they just put on a Joe Biden costume on this robot, because you could just be a robot there and fall asleep at a fucking United Nations meeting and fucking do this weird walk and stuff like that. So maybe it wasn't actors playing them. Maybe it was fucking Tesla robots fucking.
That's the other thing about the lefties, you know, Jake Tapper. I mean, he would berate people that would say that Joe Biden is mentally incapacitated. If that was really him, who fucking knows? But the guy that was playing him was mentally incapacitated, and he would berate people that come on the show. You don't know what you're talking about. And now he's written a book about how he's mentally incapacitated, and he's selling it to millions of people.
Tell him, Chad.
It's just insane. Like, you're part of the problem, but now you're saying that there was a problem, but you were part of the problem. You made the problem.
This isn't the video I saw, my man, but check this out, dude. This maybe we'll pull up so you can see it. This isn't as good. The one was really good, but it's fucking, this is get you the point. Let me do it again just so in case the audience missed it. Like, look at that walk, bro. Like, 8 foot fucking. Looks like it could be, dude.
That's
right. That would be a good way to do it.
Could be, yeah.
And they didn't need to like have him like speak properly because he didn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it could be a fucking clunky robot doing all those things. Although the falls, I don't think the robot would have fell as many times as Joe Biden did.
Fall off his bike.
Yeah. But can you imagine, man? And so what I'm hearing about this auto pen, dude, about all the documents that were being auto penned by Biden, supposedly the auto pen, like the way they were using it, there's like GPS in it. So like they could know where the president was and when this auto pen was being used.
Oh shit.
I think this is what I got out of the Cash Patel Rogan thing. I think, or maybe I got it somewhere else. And they're like tracking like, okay, he definitely didn't do this because Biden was here and the auto pen was used here.
Right. They got metadata. Got it.
Yeah, bro. Let's fucking go.
And so, that begs the question, who was in charge? Who was doing that?
Right.
Because that is treasonous. That is literal fucking treason. Okay. Hang them up. Military tribunal. treason. Yep.
And
but the left is cool with it because, oh, it's our guy.
Right. So, and it gets to the point where since they had that metadata on the auto pen, they could then see who was in the vicinity of the auto pen on multiple dates and like different. So they could actually pinpoint to who was fucking there every time that auto pen was used and Biden wasn't there.
This is how you sign over 8,000 pardons with auto pen.
Let's hope.
Because you goddamn know Biden didn't sign 8,000 friggin' documents.
No. He was snoozing. Let's hope that they could figure out that the Fauci pardon was auto-penned. And then it doesn't stand, bro. Well,
the J6 committee. Let's hope they were auto-penned. Adam Schiff, Pelosi, all those friggin' assholes. Yeah, let's find out if they were auto-penned.
Yeah, man.
Vacate their pardons. Go after them. Because that Jan 6 committee, horseshit committee, they destroyed all their evidence before they, disbanded the committee.
Kind of like they lost the way to get to the moon.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. Like, the more I look into the fucking moon landing, again, I don't want to go into if it's fake or not, but the fact that our technology was better in 1969 to like get us to the moon than it is today is fucking bonkers, bro.
It's bonkers.
It is bonkers.
Yeah, we can't go back, and all the information and tapes and all the stuff is destroyed somehow or lost.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds plausible.
Is your mind so? Because I've been like, my mind has been warped since we had Nadine on, and she told us that fucking JFK is Q, and he fucking never died, bro. Have you put any credence into that, or done any looking into that?
I've been down that rabbit hole a few times. I don't know. It's there's some things that like I just go this like
yeah, it's a little too far.
Yeah.
Because like my thing is like. The videos that we've seen, so there's the Zapruder film, and then that one, it almost looks like it's a fucking AI, like hoverboard fucking tracking the car in real time, where you could kind of turn around and like, as it looks like the driver shooting JFK, you know what I'm saying? That one video we pulled where it's like tracking the car in real time, like one, how did they fucking get that? But two, like in both of those videos, like you see portions of the president's head like kind of blown off. How would you survive that?
Don't know.
But anyway, when I zoomed in on that video, dude, it really doesn't look like he's shooting him. It just looks like he's turning around to see kind of what the fuck happened. And like you see kind of like maybe what looks like a, you know, poof of smoke or whatever, but I don't think it was a shot.
I don't know.
Well, you better figure it out, dude. This is serious, man. This is the gracious truth. Well, we need to know.
Well, friggin' DJT said he was going to release all the files on Epstein and fucking JFK. And what have we seen?
Right.
I don't know.
That was another thing that we were speaking about, I think, during the week, where the whole Elon Trump feud was bullshit. And then when Elon put out the tweet of, you know why the Epstein files aren't released? It's because Trump's on there. And then the left started saying, we need these files released. We need this released. So they were playing.
I think it was all sham.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. And as I said, you think that Russian collusion, two impeachments, literally trying to assassinate him, indictments, and they've held the Epstein list for this long, the Democrats have? Get out of here. They would have put that shit out first. Are you kidding me?
Right. Yeah. 100%.
He's not on that friggin' list.
No.
Whatever list there is. I mean, he's not on it. It's so funny. Their logic just is completely flawed in that. Yeah.
100%. Okay,
so we'll do Russian collusion. We'll spy on his campaign. Then we'll spy on his presidency. And that's okay with the left. No problem. Sitting president was spied on by the CIA. Nah, it's okay. Don't worry about it. And then two bullshit impeachments, and then 34 indictments and all this crap. No, more than that, a whole bunch of indictments. They didn't get him. And then they tried to shoot him two times, but they've been sitting on the Epstein list. Yeah. Yes, man. Makes sense.
Insane, bro. And not for nothing. I mean, back in the day, like once President Trump like started hearing like whispers about what was going on with Epstein, let's not forget that he threw him out of Mar-a-Lago, banned them, threw Ghislaine out of fucking Mar-a-Lago and banned them. If Epstein had fucking dirt on President Donald Trump, don't you think he would have broke it out at that point and been like, you ain't banning me, motherfucker. I'll put this shit out.
That's how you control people. Yeah.
100%.
And then Epstein's lawyer has done interviews saying that, you know, out of all the people that he subpoenaed, he didn't have to subpoena Trump because he voluntarily went and talked to him for like 5 hours about
cooperated, man.
Cooperated.
Yep.
So if you're guilty and you did horrible things to kids with Epstein, why would you go talk to his lawyer about it?
Yep. He said not only was he not subpoenaed, but he was the only one that came forward like and was giving information forthcoming, no hiding behind lawyers, nothing like that. So, I mean, if you're scared and hiding behind something, I don't think you do that.
No.
No. I got to give a free plug to Tesla because I picked one up from a birthday, had to treat myself here. And my God, dude, it is everything I thought it was and more.
Nice.
Dude, the full self-driving is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
It is drives better than a human. And it's like, you know, once everybody is like full, once everything's fully autonomous and all this, I don't think there'll be a car accident or a truck accident.
Way less accidents. That's for sure.
Yeah, yes, dude.
Absolutely. Cause then all the cars can communicate to each other. And yeah. I was going to say about that is, that was the thing about Elon and Trump's little wars that all the leftists were like, oh, we like Elon again for a minute.
Yeah, you know, yeah, yeah.
They started taking the fuck Elon stickers off their Teslas.
Yep.
Then they had to put them back on.
Flip flop. Well, hopefully their little spat like made it so like they're no longer like keying Teslas and fucking kicking them when nobody's looking and shit, because that's just absurd. Insurance is going to pay for them. Tesla's going to get more money because they're probably fixing them. I'm not going to bring the Tesla to get fixed by some third party person.
And again, really, you know, it's the left firebombing and shooting into and destroying cars.
Yeah. Why is that okay? Peaceful. Yeah. That's peaceful, right?
Yeah. Okay. And now they're rioting because Trump's. Oh, that's the city of LA has just had a press conference and they came out and said, we want the federal government to pay for all the damages for the riots that they caused.
Oh, the peaceful protest, you mean?
Yes.
That the news was reporting.
They are blaming the Trump administration and ICE for coming into LA and removing dangerous, illegal immigrants.
Wow.
And deporting them. Their people riot. They don't say anything against, you know, the mayor didn't come out and condemn the riots. She said, oh, no, we need to protect all of our citizens of LA. So they encourage the riots.
Right.
And now they want the Fed to pay for the riots because it's their fault.
Like, are they, again, I don't condone violence or anything, but like, are they like asking for people to come to their house and just kick the fucking shit out of them, bro? Like, you're going to fucking sit here and try and spin this shit the way you're spinning it, dude.
That's what they do.
The National Guard was sent in to fucking protect LA because you fucking couldn't protect it yourself. Yeah.
Or
so you're
going
to sit here. Yeah, mm-hmm. Dude.
Oh no, that is the audacity and doublespeak of the left. It's fucking
wild. Absurd, man. But like, you're playing with fire at a certain point, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're playing with people's lives.
Dude, I live in California. Guess what's happening on July 1st? Gas is going up by 66 cents.
Jesus Christ.
On July 1st. And you know why? For some bullshit carbon tax horse shit mockery crap bull crap.
Wow.
Shit.
I bet you I know why. Because Trump said you cannot by 2035 make it so every car in California has to be.
Yeah, well, they took away that mandate, yes, which was ridiculous in itself. But so the Republicans, there's a few Republicans in the supermajority, you know, House, state House of California, tried to push a bill through that would rescind that tax. Like, everyone's already hurt. We already have the most expensive gas in the country in this state.
Right.
Even though gas is like down at like $2.30 a gallon in most of the states in America. Right?
Is it really?
In some states, yeah.
Wow. I don't know what the price of gas is anymore. I drive a Tesla. Sorry.
For you. But so now we have the most expensive gas, and now they're going to raise it by 66 cents July 1st.
Ridiculous. Bro.
And two refineries are leaving the state. Newsom did nothing to keep them here. because wow. there's too much regulation. That's happening in 2026. They think our gas is going to be $8 a gallon.
Oh my God, dude. How and the so fuck are the illegals going to pay for fucking gas?
How's anybody going to pay for gas?
That was a joke.
I mean, yeah, you're exactly right.
Yeah.
When do the citizens of California stop voting for these assholes?
Yeah, man.
When does it get bad enough? When?
I mean,
because they listen, the politicians, Gavin Newsom, Bass, they're really good at talking, right? They'll talk. They got this, like I said, they have the slick tongue of the devil. Like, they'll talk to you and they'll make you feel a certain way.
Sure.
They think they're working for you and they're for you. And then, but then you look at their actions and they're fucking you in the ass every time. Every time.
Chad, wouldn't you think it got bad enough when, like, fucking Tent City was set up in San Francisco and, like, people are just shitting in the streets all over the place? Like, isn't that bad enough?
Do you think that'd be bad enough? And then when President Xi from China comes to town, they clean it all up.
Yeah, dude.
And then Gavin Newsom says, yeah, we cleaned it up. Yeah, because, you know, you clean up when you have guests. It's like, you could have done this the whole time.
Yeah, can you clean up for your family instead of guests? Like, clean up for your family.
Yeah.
First, maybe.
For the people that live in the house.
Right. Yeah, dude. It's absurd, bro. Like, and here's the thing, man. Like, I don't live in California, so I don't give a fuck. I only care because it's part of our land, man. Somebody said, like, oh, we should fucking give the southern half of California back to fucking Mexico. Because I said, no fucking way, dude. That's our fucking land, bro.
We just talked about that earlier. We bought it from Mexico. $15 million paid for the purchase. In the 1800s.
What was the Louisiana purchase that we bought? Was that from France? And wasn't that for some stupid small money?
Yeah, that was like $7 million or $8 million, something like that.
Crazy. But anyway.
We bought Alaska from Russia for $7 million. Yeah.
Yeah.
So do we give that back to Russia now?
Yeah, I think so, right? Why not? Ukraine and Alaska. Yeah, the Soviet Union is going to be.
People make no fucking sense.
It's wild, dude. Yo, and this is freaky, man. Iran and Israel fucking missiles like going crazy. Like, just that's fucking getting nuts, man.
Well,
and
I mean, and I think we all can. I hope we can all agree that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon because they will use it.
Yeah, I think we could agree on that, and I think we can agree on. So I might be off base here. Did Israel bomb Iran first? And if they did, weren't they going after their like nuclear refining process? So it's like there's a reason why
they took out a lot of heads of their military. They took out their nuclear scientists. Yeah. They took out all their air defenses. They took out some of their planes. They took out some of the nuclear sites.
Yeah.
Some of them are too deep. So they would need a, you know, the MOP, the massive ordnance penetrator from the United States that only we can deliver with the B-2.
Well, let's go.
So, I mean, yeah, I'm all for it. Take them out, all of them.
And how the fuck is Iran brazen enough to fucking shoot missiles at Israel, bro? And like, that's the fucking state that they're in. They think they could fucking shoot missiles at Israel. Like, come on, bro.
They hate Israel. They want it destroyed.
Understood, but the world should be in fucking arms saying, no, motherfuckers, that's not allowed. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, they're blowing up you guys from fucking stop from creating nuclear bombs. And then,
well, I mean,
and creating
more instability. The Israelis jacked them up, dude. They sent 200 planes. They had Mossad agents inside. They smuggled in drones, a la what Ukraine did to Russia with the taking out their bombers and stuff. They did the same thing in Iran. They took out tons of their early air warning, all their SAM sites. They fucking fucked them up, man.
Yeah. And as they should.
And they're still going. This is ongoing.
Yeah. It's just fucking a scary spot, man. And I just hope that the world sees, like, you need to back the right side here, okay? We cannot be fucking gays for Palestine and fucking for Iran to fucking
I'm waiting for the lefties to start flying Iranian flags. I mean, it's coming, right?
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, it was Ukrainian flag, and now it's a Palestinian flag. Now it's going to be an Iranian flag. Whoever the enemy is, let's fly their flag. Like, great. That's. I mean, as I've said before, in 1776, the Democrats would have been the crown loyalists. They would have sided with the enemy. We need the crown. We have to be safe. We need the British. True. They wouldn't have stood up and gotten their independence because they don't care.
Yeah.
Because they're lazy, you know, people that are willing to live under the thumb of authoritarian rule.
They would have
because great, whatever. We feel safe.
They would have bent over and took it up the tailpipe.
Absolutely. Same people.
Yeah. Fucking no taxation without representation, baby. Yeah.
I mean, today they side with illegals. They side with Ukraine. They side with friggin' Palestine and Hamas. It's like, what is wrong with you people, man?
You know, next is China, right? Xi Jinping is fucking, he's right.
Well, China funds most of them.
Right.
China already funds most of them.
Yo, but so that whole thing with Taiwan, man, that's the fuck. So there's only like two or three countries in the world that have the tools to make these superconductor chips, like the chips that Apple puts in their phones and stuff, like the M3 ones. Those are shipped to China. They're not made in China. They're on like 7-nanometer technology over there, whereas like
China can't make that.
Correct. So
they make a lot of chips, but they can't make those small ones.
Right. But Taiwan is one that is allowed to do that. So I think that's what their fucking ploy is on wanting to take Taiwan. So that's a huge thing, man, to not let them fucking be brazen enough to think that they could do that.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Well, they got to move for strategic reasons. Those plants got to move out of Taiwan, obviously.
Exactly. Exactly.
So did you see this?
Talk to me.
Can you read that?
The FBI has located documents which detail alarming allegations related to the 2020 U.S. election, including allegations of interference by the CCP. I have immediately declassified the material and turned the documents over to the chairman, Grassley, for further review. Holy shit.
Yeah, they think they were printing massive amounts of mail-in ballots and making driver's licenses for people and using those to stuff the ballot box.
What do you do?
Or the Dems, of course.
Yeah, but Chad, that's fucking, that's like, that's grounds for war, probably. Like, dude, you're
all the shit that China's doing. Okay, you got the fentanyl problem from China.
Yeah.
You got them buying land around military bases. Think about what just happened with Ukraine. They, you know, what they did to Russia. Now, yeah. Now the Chinese are buying land around all of our military bases.
Yeah.
And we're allowing it.
Yeah.
They just busted those two people that were, some kind of food scientists, and they were trying to poison our crops with this fungus.
Yeah.
To destroy all of our crops. That's Chinese. Yeah. They're two Chinese agents.
And do now they realize this. Who they're fucking with, bro?
I think it's been allowed to happen for so long that they're just crazily doing it.
But
they control our media. They control Apple. They control our media. They control the NBA. Like, everyone bows to them because they give them all this money.
Yeah.
Now, the only good news is that China is going to implode. I mean, there's no way.
No.
There's no way they're not going to implode.
Yeah.
Their demographics have imploded already, and their economy will implode at some point.
Wow, bro. The fucking balls on these little fucking dicked Chinamen is absurd, bro. Okay. When your balls are bigger than your dick, there's a problem, people. Okay. You fucking piece of shit, Xi Jinping. You hear me, motherfucker? Dude, I'm pissed off, bro. You're fucking with our elections, bro. Are you fucking kidding me? There's a new sheriff in town, by the way, people. So what was going on in 2020 is no longer fucking allowed. All right. You got Cash Patel. You got President Trump. Like, dude, do not fuck around, man. 43, I might fucking sign up for the military, even though I'm like out of age to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck, man? That's crazy.
It's wild stuff.
And you got to wonder if, like, this is what Trump was talking about when he was on Rogan, when he didn't want to say what the 2020 election interference was. Because remember, Rogan was like, I would have had,
yeah.
But do you remember Rogan said, like, he should have had, like, what he was talking about, like, ready to fucking fire off? Maybe he did and didn't want to say it because the implications are this big.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Bro.
But it still could have been doing the investigation as well.
Right. Right.
Because it was, you know, obviously it wasn't investigated for 4 years. Biden wasn't investigating it.
No, no. Oh, the fucking, the thing that brought him the chariot to the White House? No, yeah. Man.
So he could use the auto pen and fucking be a brain dead dictator? Sure.
This is crazy, bro. My mind is blown. Kash Patel on Rogan. That was a good episode, folks. Get ready, because he said that by fucking midsummer, we're getting our U.S. back, and they're in the deploying stages of fucking law and order and fucking getting this country back to where it needs to be.
I hope so.
Chad, he said, I forget the number. I think it's like 2,000 like known terrorists at the border that came over and are untrackable now.
Yes.
In the United States.
I heard it was 13,000, but yeah.
Maybe. 2000. I could be wrong.
Any amount is not acceptable.
Correct.
Just let in by Biden. Yep.
Just let the fuck in, man. Like, that is absurd.
Chinese military, like 23,000 Chinese military age men are in the country. Don't know where they are. I mean,
they don't.
What was done is just unfathomable to even think that someone would want to do that.
Right.
But it was done on purpose.
Well, we said they're going to fuck around and find out, dude. I think they fucked around and they're about to find out. Like, I think they fucked around too much and they're about to find out what the fuck real Americans are all about, bro.
I'm hoping the FBI is tracking all these motherfuckers down.
Like, don't make me, man.
And then the left is protesting people being deported.
Yeah. It's a crazy.
Dangerous pedophiles, murderers, rapists are being deported out of your neighborhoods and you're protesting it.
Like, can we just, like, these people that are protesting, just, like, come around somewhere so I could slap you a little bit. Like, don't fucking protest in your gay-ass fucking California state. Come protest in New Jersey, bro, where fucking people will slap you. Or go protest in fucking somewhere. Like, I just don't get it, man. And I don't understand why the citizens of California aren't fucking, like, up in arms about this and why they want their land to be fucking ruined, like, and why they think it's okay for fucking people to block highways and throw fucking bricks at cops' fucking cars. Like, that is not a sign that you want people to see in America. Kids, fucking anything. That's horrible.
It's because Trump.
Yeah.
Because Trump bad. Because the news told them that Trump, the news has told them since 2015 that Trump is bad, and they've dehumanized him to the point where whatever you do to him is acceptable, right?
Understood,
shooting him. But they're literally, their minds are captured. They're brainwashed, okay? You don't have to like the guy. I don't like the way he speaks. I don't like some of the shit he says.
Yeah.
But, and even for, I mean, I didn't like Biden when I heard he had cancer. I wasn't like, oh, I hope he fucking dies. Like,
I was.
Well.
Hey, sorry.
My point is.
You're a fucking loser. Sorry.
Well, I don't want him to, I don't wish him death, though. He is a fucking loser, and he's a horrible president, but I wish him death.
Yeah.
My point is that the left is so fucking captured, like, okay, you just disproved my point by when I'm
dead. Well, listen, he's evil. He's fucking, I'm not going to kill him, but do I wish he fucking would stop fucking causing these problems and die? Yeah, probably. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that I wish victory, vengeance, something. I wish, like, it just would stop, man. Like, you're right. I don't wish death. Like, I wish he would fucking just, the shit would stop.
He got kicked out and his legacy is being ruined every day because he was brain dead.
Well, there's that.
Auto pen.
Yeah, there's that.
He's already done it to himself. Now, I don't wish him to die. But my point is, the left has been programmed to hate Trump so much that anything he does has to be resisted. Anything.
Right.
Even logical things like deporting. Mm-hmm. Pedophiles, murderers, rapists, and you know, there's American citizens that have been literally murdered and tortured by these fucking people, and the left says nothing about it. He talks about those people at the State of the Union address. They can't even stand on their behalf to honor them, the left. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. They are disgusting, immoral people at this point. Sorry.
And if this was years ago, fine. I could say, like, you're being naive or you're really not paying attention. But at this point, you're part of the fucking problem, dude. Naivete is no longer able, like, to be claimed. Mm-hmm. Like, the proof is fucking out there. And if you're, like, against America, then just come out and fucking say that and do your bidding that way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, don't hide behind, we're for America, but we hate Trump. Because that shit don't work. He's for America. He's for the people.
Yeah. Well, he does the tariffs. They want the economy to crash just to show that the tariffs are a bullshit idea. And
yeah.
they vote against they They are always against him, no matter what it, like I said, no matter what it is, to the point where they want America to fail so that they can be proven right.
Isn't that weird, bro? Like, what? Like, you really, like, that you went, you just, like, hit the nail on the head, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was said so to the point and perfectly that it fucking just was like, yeah, that's exactly it. They want America to fail so they could be right. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's insane. What does Ben Lentz guy say? I've seen jumpsuit apparatus banned. That's a banned jumpsuit apparatus?
I've heard. They don't want MAGA people at their concert anymore. Cool. That's fucking more than half of America. Go tour somewhere else, you losers.
Exactly.
What the fuck, dude?
And why? Why? Because we want closed borders and people to be deported that aren't supposed to be here?
Yeah.
Like, fuck off, man.
And jumpsuit apparatus. I mean, get a fucking better name. Your pieces of shit. Your music sucks. Go fuck yourselves. Oh, boy. Oh, it's fun. God. It's fun speaking honestly. You know what I'm saying? And fucking calling the spade a spade. What
does
the
jumpsuit
fuck
apparatus do? Red jumpsuit apparatus? That's their name, Troy? Red jumpsuit apparatus? Okay.
Yeah, he might be right. It's some stupid fucking name. Anyway, go fuck yourselves, losers.
What kind of music do they play? Some
garbage.
Okay. Yeah.
Chad, it's just crazy, dude. Like, has Taylor Swift left yet? Is she not touring in America? Like, I thought that was happening too once Trump got in. Like, she, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't fucking sit here and lie to us, people.
She'll be out on the road in probably about a year or two.
Yeah, exactly.
Flying her two private jets all over the place complaining about the environment.
Exactly, bro. It's just amazing what's good for the goose is not good for the gander, whatever that fucking saying is.
That's how leftist elitism works. You do this, but I'll do this.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a gas-powered electric heater or a gas-powered stove, but I can fly my private jet wherever the fuck I want.
Right.
You can't have a gas-powered car or a gas-powered lawnmower or a gas-powered blower now, but I can fly my private jet wherever I want to go. You can't eat meat, but I'm going to have meat at my dinner telling you that you can't eat meat. Yeah, it's fucking woke mind virus bullshit.
So Chad, what now, okay, climate change, all this jazz. What do they do now when you can look at a fucking satellite image of the Earth and see it's greener than it's ever been, meaning there's fucking more plants fucking giving off oxygen than ever before?
Guess what they pump into greenhouses to grow plants?
What? Carbon dioxide. Yeah. What
it's
the
not
fuck?
A pollutant. It is a gas of life, you jackasses. And when there's solid evidence showing temperatures going up and then carbon dioxide going up.
Yep. Chad, why is Antarctica gaining fucking ice like never before fucking told? Like, it's just crazy, man. Like, so maybe we don't know everything. Yes, humans have had effect on climate and all that stuff, but something is like, maybe the Earth is more powerful than we know and fucking it heals itself.
Lots of different cycles that are happening that we don't understand. And as I say, the climate changes, but you're not going to die from it. Not anytime soon.
And
now, the thing that we need to be the most scared of is a fucking ice age.
Or aliens.
Well, but in the timeline, when they go back and look through all the ice cores, every 10,000, 20,000 years, there's an ice age or a mini ice age or a small ice age. Now, that would be way more devastating.
Yeah. Than the warming.
Than incremental warming.
You're absolutely right. And, oh, my God, dude. Yeah. So is that true? They could do course. So maybe that's why they were fucking building Göbekli Tepe back in the day, because like you could. The land, the like inside the Earth, the temperature won't change as much as above. You know what I'm saying? Like, if there's a core temperature, like when you dig below.
Yeah, it's not Göbekli Tepe. I forget the name of the city you're talking about that was built all underground.
That's not Göbekli Tepe.
No, Göbekli Tepe is the one in Turkey that has the big stone pillars that was covered up.
Ah, right.
It's datable back to 10,000 years, so that it fucking just upended all archaeology. And the Turkish government literally tried to then cover it up again and plant olive trees all over it to, oh my God, we can't tell a different story than the mainstream archaeology, can we?
Crazy. And so they were trying to say that because there was like on the pillars and stuff, like artists and like fucking drawings and stuff like that. They were trying to say like hunter gatherers, right, like did that fucking apes basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's because crazy. It was 10 to 12,000 years ago it was created.
Yeah,
and well, it's like, you know, the Sphinx, Dr. Yeah. Robert Schock did all these.
Way older.
He's a archaeologist and a some kind of scientist, but he's, you know, he's like, those are, that's water erosion on the Sphinx and on the Sphinx enclosure. It's water. It's not wind. It's water erosion. So how can the Sphinx only be 4,000 years old if there wasn't that amount of rain on the Giza Plateau?
Is this Ben fucking Lentz a fucking plant or something? He's now Pennsylvania's climate change. He's the same jumpsuit apparatus, dude.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I stage after the global flood in 35.
I didn't mean to interrupt there, but it came up. I'm like, what is this guy fucking spouting about? There was only one ice age after global flood 3,500 years ago. One in the history of the earth, Lori? Is that what you're saying?
I think she's doing biblical stuff, which is fine.
I just got to let people know that the Bible, I don't know if it was like handed down by God. I feel like it was written by man and translation was lost along the way. I feel like you can't use that for like historical evidence. Just saying, I don't know. There might be.
I think there's parts of the Bible that are historically accurate.
Yeah.
Told in a different way, but like, I think there was a massive flood all over the world.
Right.
Right. Noah may have existed. He may have built an ark. May have been told by God to build an ark. I don't know. But there's a flood myth in every culture around the world.
Yes, sir. But Noah was like 300 years old in the Bible too, I believe. And I don't know if people ever lived that long. Who knows? The Anunnaki are coming back.
Mm-hmm. Good old Anunnaki.
I heard that they did discover, though, some kind of fucking small, like humanoid fucking like species that they didn't know about not too long ago. Something to look into. Bobby, pull it up. Bobby, just so everybody knows, might be coming back shortly. We are still working on that. Every story, Bible or not, gets exaggerated when told over time. Yeah, for sure.
Telephone game.
Yeah.
I mean, do the telephone game with, you know, 10 people at a party.
Yeah.
I mean, you make up something, you tell something to somebody, and by the time it gets back to you, it's completely different.
But let me ask you this, though, Chad. I always fucked up the telephone game as a kid. Like, I would hear the right thing, and then I would say the wrong thing to the next person just to fuck it up.
Oh. Well, then, see? Can't rely on you, can we?
Well, for a fucking game, you can't. No, because I'm a comedian, but in real life, you can. Yeah, no, I just thought it would be funny, you know, to do that. You did not say my mom has big tits. What are you talking about? That's what I heard. Who said that? Mm-hmm. Hey, now. Show 100 is creeping up on us, folks.
Oh, so Troy just said that the red jumpsuit apparatus does emo punk. Yeah, they're not punk. Punk rock rages against the fucking system. And
emo punk, like, Chad. Emotional punk music.
You can't be on the left and be a punk rocker.
Thank you, Troy. Thank you. Thank you, sir. I am an asshole, according to Troy Garman.
Oh.
And happy birthday, buddy. Thank you, Troy. I love you.
Christopher James says Red Jumpsuit Apparatus is an awesome band from Middleburg, Florida. I'm sure they're awesome.
Agree to disagree. They're a shitty band from Middleburg, Florida.
Christopher, I'm sure they're awesome, and I'm sure Tom Morello in your eyes is the new Jimi Hendrix. That's fine. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about their talent or what they do. We're talking about what they believe, and it's just, you know, it doesn't compute.
Yeah.
They don't want any MAGA people at their concert. Why would you say that?
Right. We don't want anybody here who wants to make America great again. Go fuck off, dude. Like, that's literally what you're saying. Like, we don't want people that want to make America great again. It's just absurd.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, that's why back in the day, live was never political, because we wanted everyone to come listen to music.
Fucking A.
Why would you isolate over half the country,
right,
and tell them not to come to your show? It's stupid.
Isn't music supposed to unite and fucking all that jazz, not fucking divide?
Exactly.
not just draw like lines in the sand. You could listen to my music, but you can't. Okay.
I mean, for as left as Green Day is, I didn't hear him tell no MAGAs to come to their concert. It's just suicide.
Yeah. Because he realizes like who fucking pays taxes.
He'll go off on stage about it, but it's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. Fucking Billy Joe. Can you imagine? Yeah. Your name is Billy Joe when there's a Billy Joel.
Right.
You didn't have that one L at the end of there. We should. Oh, Daphne's fucking good. We should just all show up to a concert with MAGA signs. Yeah, but then we'd be supporting them. We should just do it in the parking lot. You guys suck. You guys suck. Red suit. Fucking.
How big are they? Are they huge or?
No, dude. They were like an insignificant band from fucking back then. There wasn't like anything. They never had anything number one or fucking anything close. I don't think it was like, you know, just a fucking one offer. I'm trying to think of like another red jumpsuit apparatus.
So you've heard a song?
Oh yeah, dude. I've heard their name. I've heard some of their music. Wasn't fucking a fan. Okay. Yeah. I'm not just talking shit. I don't like them. They're pieces of shit. Now I'm talking some shit. Anything else for the audience, Chad?
It could be a ploy for the just to get attention and more people go to their shows.
That's actually pretty good. We don't want anybody left watching our show. Go fuck yourselves, Democrats. You're pieces of shit.
Renee Harrison says they have that song about the thing. Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, that one. The song about the thing. Anything else for the audience, Chad? I got some time with my pup today, so I wanted to spend some time with him and give him some loving.
I think we're good. We come tune in next week for the 100th show.
We are planning that out.
We're having like multiple people on that, you know, former guests come on and give us an update of what they're up to or what, you know, just to celebrate and say hello. And remember to like, share, subscribe, freaking do all that stuff that you got to do.
Like, share, subscribe, follow.
follow, yes, thank you.
Yes, all that jazz. We appreciate you, gracious audience. You guys are awesome. We have so much fun every week. I would say hello to Brody, but he's like napping right next to me.
Oh, we can bring on Troy Garman. He wants to come on.
Yes, Troy. We're doing like a special show next week. We're trying to bring on like a bunch of past guests, have them come in, shoot the shit with us for a little bit. So Troy, if you got some time, even though I'm an asshole, according to your words, sir, come on. Yeah. So we're planning that out as we go. You know, Chad and I, we like to fly by the seat of our pants and do everything last minute style.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it should be a fun show. And if not, dude, we're doing it in the nude. Gracious 2 inches, full effect.
Yeah. We're going to bring OnlyFans to the show.
Boom shakalaka. Peace.
Later.